Right now on VFN TV, will ISIS strike America during Thanksgiving? Well, Eric Stackelback's been talking to us about that. Also, the last year of our president in office, will the Second Amendment be under attack? This and so much more, including a prophetic dream about what's taking place. Is there a physical battle about to take place in America? And a biometric identification card for every citizen of the world, including America, today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and John Ramos will be joining us in just a moment. I want to thank you for joining us. I know we bring these prophetic headlines to you, and what is God's news behind the news, but I want to encourage you that our Lord still sits in the center of all creation. He allows things to happen. Things don't sneak up on God. And what we're talking about, what we're seeing take place in the world right now, that it is the fulfillment of end-time prophecies taking place. I just want to encourage you. The question we want to ask at first, you know, is Thanksgiving, you know, they're talking about, you know, we had this attack on Paris, France, with this major act of war, the president of France said, with terrorists coming in. Will America experience a terrorist attack in the Thanksgiving holidays? Well, let's take a look what Eric Stockelbach has to say about that.
A female suicide bomber blew herself up in Paris today as police closed in. Meanwhile, ISIS has threatened to attack Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of concern that terrorists will try to strike the United States during the upcoming holidays. Here with more on escalating ISIS concerns since the Paris attack is CBN News terrorism analyst Eric Stackelbeck. Well, the hunt is on for members of the terrorist cell in France, Eric. Clearly, there are more terrorists out there. How likely is another attack in France?
It's highly likely for a few reasons, Lurie, and I hate to say that, but number one, look, if you still have members of this cell, suspects on the ground, on the loose, basically, they could be feeling a sense of desperation right now. If they feel their time is short, that they're possibly ready to be arrested, they may want to carry something out in the short window of time they have left. That's number one. Number two, remember, some 1,500 French citizens have left their homes there, gone to Iraq and Syria to join ISIS. And now the trickle home is going on, Lurie. We're seeing more and more of these battle-tested jihadis return to European countries like France. So not only in the short term is France in danger of attacks, but in the long term, as this trickle of foreign fighters continues to return home.
Well, what about here in the United States? How serious is the threat of terrorism from ISIS as Thanksgiving travel ramps up?
Extremely serious, Lurie. Look, and it's not just me saying it. If you listen to Obama administration officials, you have the director of the FBI, James Comey, saying there are 900 cases right now active into ISIS-related activity in all 50 states. So that's some serious stuff, and that's an Obama administration official saying it. And yes, with the holiday shopping season, Lurie, look, Thanksgiving, obviously, Black Friday, huge shopping day, right? The Christmas shopping season coming. These are, unfortunately, prime targets, shopping malls, soft targets with innocent people there just going about their business. These are absolutely prime targets, symbolic with Christmas, a Christian holiday, obviously symbolic for ISIS to strike then.
Well, Eric, a lot of people were really surprised in the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks that President Obama said there's really no need to change the U.S. strategy in the fight against ISIS. What's your response to that?
Well, I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong on this and many other issues when it comes to national security, foreign policy, and in particular the Middle East, Lurie. Look, if you look at our strategy, by the way, President Obama said several times, as recently as several months ago, that we don't have a strategy yet. Now, apparently, we do. What that strategy is hasn't really been clearly defined beyond limited U.S. airstrikes. So we have the French, for instance. After last Friday's horrific attacks, France bombing major targets in Raqqa, Syria. Raqqa is basically ISIS's capital, the capital of their caliphate. Why aren't we doing that? Why hasn't the United States taking out these jihadi training camps in Raqqa, these ISIS strongholds there? Why is Syria doing it? France doing it? Why is Russia doing it? We are the leader of the free world. Why are we not leading the way in the fight against ISIS? That's a question President Obama can't answer. And frankly, Lurie, he hasn't even defined the strategy, which is no surprise because he can't define the enemy. Jihadism, radical Islam. It's really easy. We need to say it if we want to defeat it.
Well, there's also renewed concern, very serious concern now over the migrants and refugees trying to come to the United States from Syria and Iraq. Do you think we have a sufficient vetting process to weed out potential terrorists from the mix?
I don't, Lurie. Look, better than Europe, where the open borders issue there is insane, quite frankly. But here in the U.S., again, I'll cite Obama administration officials. Number one, FBI Director James Comey said, yeah, it's going to be tough to vet all of these folks coming into the United States from Syria and other jihadi hotbeds. The FBI director, again, saying that. And the Department of Homeland Security chief, Jay Johnson, said recently, yes, it's going to be difficult to vet all of these folks coming in. So when Obama administration officials are saying that, I think we need to have cause for concern. And two things here, Lurie. Number one, the sheer volume of refugees. Europe, obviously, hundreds of thousands flooding the borders of Europe. But here in the U.S., 10,000 in 2016. But President Obama's looking to up that number to 100,000 coming in 2017 and beyond. So it's a major wave. This isn't just a trickle. It's a large group of people. The larger the group, obviously, Lurie, the harder to vet. And number two, they're coming from war zones like Syria, which are obviously jihadi hotbeds. But look, these are war zones. Do they have proper identification? How can you vet them? How can you look into their track record, their past, if they really don't have any documentation? It's an open question.
Well, Eric, it's just so disturbing that many of the ISIS fighters, and as you mentioned, even the terrorists in Paris, were actually born or grew up in the West. Is the United States doing anything to counter the radicalization of Muslims already living in our country?
Not enough, Lurie. Look, the House Homeland Security Committee, not far from where I'm sitting here in Washington, released a report back in September saying that our government is not doing enough to stem the flow of people who are becoming radicalized and going overseas to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Now, the Obama administration has a program called Countering Violent Extremism. They won't use the term radical Islam. They only call it violent extremism. And what they're doing, Lurie, is they're going to different hotspots, places like Minneapolis, New York City, Columbus, Ohio, of all places, Boston, where we've had terror cells busted. And they're going there and they're trying to network and do outreach with the Muslim leaders there. But in my view, Lurie, and I've reported on this on CBN News, our outreach efforts to the Muslim community here in the United States, we're targeting the wrong people. Many times we're targeting imams and mosques with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. There are genuinely moderate Muslims here in the U.S., but unfortunately, the folks that the Obama administration is bringing to the table are radical Islamists themselves.
Well, thanks, Eric, for updating us on so many different aspects of the terrorism issue as it stands today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lurie. Sure thing.
I want to encourage you, you know, as a Christian, just to walk faithful in God and just live your life and don't live in terror. There's no reason to be, you know, terrified about these things that are happening in the face of the earth, but they're authentic. They're really happening. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Kamal Saleem Mukum Ministries that had made a statement that said the Border Patrol told them that over 450,000 radical jihadists have already come into America. Join us after the break.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
With the rising cost of everything nowadays, AllPro Tune-Up guarantees you quality repairs at a fair price. We promise to be upfront and honest with every estimate we provide. We service domestic and foreign-built cars, light trucks and SUVs, and are experienced with diesel, gas, and hybrid models. Our technicians utilize the latest in diagnostic testing and techniques, making our services second to none.
We want to earn your business and keep your trust. AllPro Tune-Up, automotive repair you can count on.
Welcome to Spectacular Tubers, when a burger is just not enough. Whether you're dining or pick it up to go, try one of our delicious, mouth-watering, cheesy, and filling tubers today. But don't take our word for it. Just listen to some of our guests.
Delicious, cheesy, and huge.
I love tubers.
Wow, that's a great tuber.
Come to Spectacular Tubers and try one today.
On the corner of Davis Highway and University Parkway. To Hear Hearing Center, three locations to better serve you. What do you do?
At Ears to Hear, we improve the quality of life of the hearing impaired and their families by testing, fitting, and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Let me give you a personal invitation to come by and see us and let us improve your quality of life today.
Step above graphics and printing for all of your promotional and marketing needs, where it's all about you, our customer. We have been serving Pensacola for over 10 years with banners, t-shirts, yard signs, flags, logo designs, and so much more. You can expect expertise, customer service, and a quick turnaround. No job is too big and no job is too small. Call, visit us online, and come on in today. Need a new garage door? Current garage door broken? Then look no further than the professionals at Precision Garage Door Service. Call today. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, and schedule an appointment with one of our skilled, professional, and courteous technicians. It is our pleasure to serve all of your garage door needs. Whether residential or commercial, make Precision Garage Door Service your first choice.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Kamal Saleem, we had him on VFN-TV with Coombe Ministries. He was speaking at Morningstar Ministries, and he was talking about what he was told by the Border Patrol, how many people came over our borders illegally. As some people are running for office, says, illegal. I'm not talking about legally, illegally. You'll be really surprised what they told him. This is Kamal Saleem.
And for those who don't know about Kamal Saleem, his background is...
Yeah, he was a former radical jihadist who came to America to receive his inheritance. By the way, and that's what you would think about as a radical jihadist, that we were going to be servant to him and he was going to take over. All of our stuff was his stuff. He got in a car accident. And got injured, and Christian doctors and nurses took care of him. They brought them into his house, their house, loved on him, gave him a car, keys to a car, and just blessed him. Mm-hmm. And he goes home, and he begins to say, you know, I've got to ask, you know, Muhammad, what this, you know, Allah talk to
Help
me.
Help me out here.
And he said he heard nothing. But then he prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God answered him, and he gave his life to God. And now this, and we need to know, to understand this, that as Christians, we're called to share the love of God and the message of the gospel with everyone. Mm-hmm. And they shared it not with words, but with
deeds. Francis Assisi says what?
He says, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
That'd be so much better, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Oh.
And won him, won a radical jihadist to the Lord by loving on him and meeting his needs, specific needs, where he was. And it just confronted him with everything. And so no matter who comes to our country, whether we go there as a missionary or where they come here, and we're still missionaries for God, loving on them just like they did Kamal. But listen to Kamal, what he heard. So who would know better? But he's talking to the Border Patrol, and we're talking about 900 investigations going on, limited number amount of people that are FBI agents right now to be able to do the background checks. And people are coming, this orchestrated effort we'll talk about hopefully today about the biometric identifier, that there's a reason why this stuff is going on. But listen to how many radical jihadists he says the Border Patrol told him that's in America. Listen up.
In 2010, the U.S. patrol border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Today, America is in grave danger. He says, why? I mean, who would know better than a radical jihadist himself?
Former.
He says, specifically the church. Isn't it interesting when you watch what ISIS, when they go into a place, they come against Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
They come against Christians, crucifying, beheading, ripping down crosses. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And this former radical jihadist, who's now saved, and I mean, he is a lover of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's amazing how I mean, just as excited as he was for Muhammad Islam, once he met God through his son Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I mean, he's authentic, he's real, and he's awesome.
Modern day Paul.
So they talk about 900 investigations, but based on what, this is 5 years ago, 450,000 have come across our borders. And I think about, you know, in your neighborhood in New York, New Jersey, you know, just every day walking the dog and these different things to find out that one of your neighbors, right?
Yeah, who knew? Just not even 5 minutes from the house that they were arrested because they had plans to do damage, some sort of terrorist act at a JFK airport, and arrested, and nobody even knew.
And it's like a sleeper cell. Mm-hmm. And then that's sort of like, you know, people that it's waiting to be activated. And the activation comes, it doesn't have to come through some sort of system, but they're saying some of the reports about with France and the terrorists, they were communicating possibly through some gaming system.
Yes.
You know, so all PS3s are out, Xboxes are out.
Yeah,
anything like that. I mean, obviously. Just joking, maybe. I don't know. It all appears in what the Lord has shown me. I know this from what the Lord has told me, and may it not happen. But when I finally shared it, because, you know, the American church, we're sort of like, it's a spiritual meaning. It never means nothing physically.
Of course not.
You're not really getting your head cut off. It's just a spiritual feeling right now. You know, it's a spiritual thing. And it's like, no, there's physical things that take place. And Hurricane Katrina was a physical encounter with 17-foot waves. Pounding wavelength. It was an authentic thing. But the Lord has shown me physical attacks. He's shown me this in a night vision, you know, America being physically attacked, a battle on our grounds. And our naval power is just, you know, he's shown me the naval power and several other prophetic friends of mine, shown them, you know, being the naval power. And I think about John Paul Jackson, one of the headlines he saw was, you know, where was the Navy in the context of this thing? So here I am. I'm finally going to go. I'm going to just say it. You know, this is, you know, we say more now than we used to say. And I'm going to say there's going to be a physical battle in America. It's going to be a physical battle. And so when I go to say it, and you're fixing to hear it happen, it's happened over BFN radio. that as soon as I said it, I mean, as soon as I said it, the Lord confirmed it. I mean, as I was saying the statement for the second time in the county that VFN TV Studios is in, there was a power outage that went over the entire county. It's a huge county. In parts of the county, from the southern parts to the northern parts, the fiber optic system went down. And as soon as I said, you'll hear me going, is the battery backup mm-hmm. going on? Why? Because all the power went out. Our studios has generators and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. But the lights went out in the studio. I mean, think about it. As soon as I said, okay, I'm going to release this prophetic word. You know, here it is. It's going to be a physical attack. I mean, instantly the power gets blown out. And I'm thinking, like, this is it.
This is it.
Listen now. This is taking place. This is December the 11th, 2013, when I'm releasing this word.
But what I knew, what God has shown me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen.
You can check the papers, and we think we have this available on the VFN Torch, that there's it's recorded that a power outage hit. As soon as I said that, a physical, actual power outage hit. It went all the way from the Perdido area of Escambia County that we're in, all the way up into the Cantoma areas and the fiber optic system, you know, for internet activity and all that. That got hit at the very same moment. So when you heard me pause, we're in the dark at that moment. And you can think about what I was feeling like. I was like, here it goes. I'm fixing. This is it. You know, and every time we give these words, you never know. We'll be treated like Jeremiah. We'll you know, the religious folks attack you when you say what the Lord is impressing on your heart to say, and you're not treated too well sometimes. No. I don't know what that is. And so think about it. That's what happened. And so I think the Lord was really confirming that word and saying, you know, this is going to happen, and it's going to be a physical attack, and it's going to be on our borders. It's going to be somehow in our Navy situation, you know, our naval, our air, you know, our capabilities and these different things that we're seeing. And we just need to prepare for that. You know, there's people who want to harm America. A great harvest is going to come during that time. I think a great revival is going to come. But the shock and the awe, David Wilkerson said, the thing that's going to hit, he's with the Lord now, but he said it's going to hit, it's going to be so difficult and so hard, like zigzag, like it was for David, you know, King David, that even the most holiest person, which would not be, that wouldn't be us, it's going to be the wind knocked out of them and going to be just so broken over what takes place. And but know this, when he came out of Ziklag, that difficult time, God restored everything. But there's that time we have to prepare ourselves for. So if you haven't yet prepared yourself, you know, you need to sign up for the VFN Torch newsletter and get prudent preparation. You can do it online. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. Sign up for the newsletter. It'll come to you in your email once a week, but also you'll get prudent preparation, a message about being prepared for these type of things. It'll come to you in your email, and you can watch it, listen to it right away. We got a offer coming up to you about being, these are signs of the times that are taking place. You know, are you ready? Listen to this offer. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about these prophetic happenings and what's taking place, including a biometric identifier. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
Wow.
"And others will go to meet him in the air." I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, which you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offered $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
I'm Councilman P.C. Wu, District 1, City Pensacola, and I want you to watch VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
$50 I Guy.
It doesn't take much to set the tone for the day. In your marriage, though, it does take a little sensitivity. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and marriage expert Dr. Greg Smalley shares how your words can have a major impact on your spouse.
I heard one time a guy that his wife was, you know, they're getting ready in the bathroom, and she's looking in the mirror and just saying, she goes, "Honey, look at me. I'm getting older. You know, I'm looking at the weight that I've gained, and I'm just feeling really, really bad about myself. Can you say something just to pick my spirits up?" And he said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight."
Ooh, ouch. Well, in all seriousness, little jabs like that really can destroy your spouse's day. Try a text or a phone call right now just to say, "I love you and I'm praying for you." That could make all the difference. You'll find more trusted family advice at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of vfntv.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors.
I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That is amazing. You know, I mean, these things that we've been through, we've been through some stuff. It's been really amazing. We don't have enough time to talk about it, but you can go back and probably listen to some of it or watch some of it at VFNTV.com. So what do you do? I mean, you get this difficulty, difficult times that test men's souls coming to the earth. What does the church do? We just go back to the original intent of the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And it's not hard. But it's the one thing that's being fought the most in society. It's called relationship. It's called loving one another, spending time. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Those things only happen in the context of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Discipleship's caught in relationships better than taught in some particular classroom type setting. When you look at the church in its original intent, do you think it did? Was that a mistake? You know, the fact that they were meeting together and eating together and did they just not figure out how to build a huge complex yet? I mean, what's going on? But then you go back and go, well, the fear of the Lord was there, that miracles was happening amongst them, signs and wonders, and they dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching. And but it's really, you know, we went on this journey some time back, you know, understanding what does it mean to be the church. You know, and he says, go ye into all the world, but yet we have this come ye type mentality, right? Come ye to my church, come to my building, come to my meeting, come to this thing. And it's like, but nope, we're not going out. And by not going out, other things are going out and promulgating something different than the gospel darkness. And we had to find out we're supposed to be a go ye church instead of a come ye church, that God, as Christians, we're supposed to go out. As we begin to understand that and walk that out and say, you know what, we're going to do, if it takes 10 years, we're going to do exactly what the Lord said, and begin to walk that out. And what we found out and beginning to walk out the pattern of the church, that God loves it. He is so into his kingdom, the fullness of, like, you know, one man said, it was like stepping out of a flower pot into the fourth chapter of Acts, the things that begin to happen. And it's exciting. It's exhilarating. And God wants to be, you know, God, we got the word of God back to the church. We got to get the church to pick it up again. But God wants his church back. He wants us to be loyal to his voice and to follow him. There's only one church, the church under Jesus Christ as the head.
That's right.
And he wants his church back. What we did was we said, you know, how can we put something together to share our experience? We call it the Vine Seminar. You think about it. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible to be fruitful unless we abide in him, abide in the vine. He says, I'm the vine, my father's the gardener, you're the branches. And so what we did, we came together and we put together what we call the Vine Seminar. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. It's a limited amount of seating in it. You can sign up for it at VFNTV.com under events. You'll see Vine Seminar there. And we want to just share our experiences. And it's not as hard. It's, you know, you're gonna enjoy church again. If God's calling you, to begin to walk that way, then you're going to begin to enjoy it. It's an amazing thing, you know. And I really believe from what we've seen, and that the Spirit of the Lord is so pleased when we come together and love each other and spend time with each other and dedicate ourselves to His Word. He shows up in a powerful way and heals and delivers and signs and wonders and miracles and dreams. Find out more. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, you see events. Hover over that. You'll see Divine Seminar. Sign up for it today. It's limited space. Make sure you get in. So make sure you sign up for those Divine Seminars. You know, it's a limited space. Think about this. They just signed papers, John, in United Nations about having an identification card for everybody on the globe, a biometric identification card.
Identification card for 7 billion people in
the
world?
Yes, yes. So they would have, everybody would have a unique number, and that way you can do business, and you can buy and sell, I guess, you know?
Wow.
And it's like, are we serious? A report to our president just signed it in the United Nations in September. It's amazing the things that took place in that particular month, the end of that Smita and all that. It's like, oh, my goodness. And I think about, you know, Rick Wiles was talking about our enhanced driver's license now that's going to have a biometric identifier inside of our driver's license. Then if we don't have that, we'll lose access to different things.
And inside of our driver's license.
Not yet, obviously, but they're talking about it. As a matter of fact, so I'm, you know, you got to see this. Listen to Rick Wiles, and I'll show you what I found on the Homeland Security website. Take a look.
You were talking earlier about the Real ID Act, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right?
Right.
You were talking about that. It's a pretty strange thing.
This was a bill passed by the U.S. Congress in 2005, you know, in the aftermath of 9/11. And the idea was that every state driver's license would have to become a biometric identifier. All right, so that we're going to have our bodies biometrically scanned. That's going to be in the driver's license. Your driver's license is going to become the national ID card. Now, they didn't say it like that, but that's what it was. And there was a lot of opposition in 2005 and 2006. Even after they passed the bill, Reverend Urban Baxter was one that really raised a lot of commotion about it. And so there was so much opposition that state legislatures started passing bills saying, we're not going to follow it. We're not going to participate. Well, I got to be honest with you. I kind of forgot about it. Yeah. That was 2005.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The other day, I just came across some news articles. It goes into effect October 1st.
Now?
Yes. And the Department of Homeland Security is telling various state governments in the United States, your driver's licenses are no longer valid for entry. This is what they're going to do. Starting October 1st, if you do not have a driver's license that is acceptable to the Department of Homeland Security, according to the Real ID Act, you will not be allowed to enter federal buildings starting October 1st. Starting in January, you cannot board an aircraft.
Oh.
Whether you all know it, you're being locked down. Now, isn't it amazing?
They can literally put an edict out. You cannot buy food. You cannot.
No, isn't it amazing that it's coming into effect in the fall of 2015, which I believe is lined up with the trouble we're going to see in the markets? And so why are they imposing travel restrictions?
You're thinking like, no, there is no way. You hear about all these conspiracy type things and all that. So I went to the Homeland Security site, and I actually, after the break, we're going to show you more about it, but they have an actual enhanced driver's license. What does that mean? Preparing for biometric service appointments to be able to identify. And it's been going on and established in a testimony before Congress since March 19th, 2009. But this just got this article, this Homeland Security post on the website just came out in October.
Wow. Are we going to make this available on the Torch?
Yes, we will make this available to you on the Torch. But I'm going to share more with you. We're going to share more with you after. It's like a, the mark of the
beast.
Ah, join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this, that all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call, you can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address, you can even mail in your
A
gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. And so we went to the Homeland Security website and to find out if that was accurate.
Yeah, what does it say? You know, Tell us.
Come on, you know. And truly, it's an October publication that's on there that says the enhanced driver's license. What are they? And they're a driver's license with an RFID chip on it and based with your biometric identification aspect of it. They said you can prepare how to prepare for your biometric service appointment where they come in and you think about your retina scans, your fingerprints.
Well, you think about that RFID chip. I mean, right now there's a major transition with all the bank cards. I mean, a lot of banks are changing these out. And
And so that way you just, when you walk past, they can, you're sending out signals with your identification. And so they know whether, you know, that's you. So basically, this is my fingerprint, this is my retina scan, this is my blood type. It's just pretty wild. And then so I looked at the testimony that they have available on Homeland Security's website. We'll make this available to you on March 19th. They shared about what they were doing with biometrics and how that they developed it, and they perfected some of it over in Iraq when we were there. But once they began to share once they got the knowledge, they began to share it with China so they can use it. Their goal, I believe by 2025, I believe it is, everybody should have one. They're accusing George Soros of stirring up all this refugee crisis because it's causing people to be worried and fearful. And fear is a very bad motivator to make changes. You should make no changes when you're afraid. But all of a sudden people say they need IDs. We need biometric IDs on them. Well, we would be next if that's what we want to do for people and give up that kind of freedom. And there are some articles talking about, you know, George Soros is doing this because he believes in this global economy type thing and that type of thing. But we shared it with China. As a matter of fact, now this is 2012. They've already done it for 200 million people in 2012 in India. It's called Imprinting India. Listen to Fareed now.
Imagine creating a system to track 1.2 billion people, photographing them, fingerprinting them, cataloging them, giving them all IDs. My next guest is not just imagining that system, he is tasked with making it a reality in India. Nandan Nilekani is the chairman of India's unique identification authority. His previous claim to fame was as one of the founders of Infosys, India's pioneering technology firm. Welcome.
Thank you, Fareed.
So explain, how does one even think about this? And there's so many parts to it, but let's just first start with the technical thing. So you're taking India's entire population, which I mean previously has barely been counted, let alone, and you're going to try and give every single person a biometric ID.
That's right. We have already enrolled 200 million people in the last 3 years since the project began. And we're using the biometrics to give them a unique number, which so that they don't end up having more than one number. But what's most important is that this is a digital online ID. So we're taking people, many of whom have no ID whatsoever, and taking them to the digital world. So it's like a leapfrogging of identity.
So why is this so important for India? I mean, what one hears about is that these people are supposed to get loans or grants or various things from the government, and most of it never gets to them. I remember the Prime Minister, Rajiv Gandhi, saying that of the $1 that we spend on poor people, on average, the poor person receives 10 cents.
15, I think, but whatever, 15 or 10 cents.
The middlemen take up all the rest of the money.
Well, actually, there are two primary drivers for this. One is that we still have millions of people who don't have a formal identity or acknowledgement of their existence by the state. And unless you have a formal acknowledgement of existence, you can't get a bank account or a loan, you can't get a mobile phone, you can't get your entitlements, you can't get a job, you can't rent a house. So everything is linked to your basic identity. So this, in some sense, you can think of as a massive inclusion program to get the poor and the marginalized and the identityless into the formal economy. So that's one part of it. The other part is that the Indian government spends something like $60 billion a year on entitlements and benefits to millions of people. And they need to make sure it reaches the right beneficiaries. So by having this ID system, we can make sure that people's scholarships, pensions, employment guarantee schemes all go directly to the right person, either into the bank account or whatever account. So both it makes government expenditure more efficient, effective, and equitable, and it's a massive inclusion exercise.
That's 200 million people in 2012.
Wow.
That's before we're actually carrying it to the United Nations as we're carrying it now. We're making a goal to identify everyone and give them he said this, it has to be a unique number so they don't get them confused. Mm. And it's kind of this massive inclusive thing, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness. And the sad state is, you know, the natural human tendencies when there is no pressure is somebody says, that's for free. You get something for free. They're going to give you something. I remember when we were helping out with Hurricane Katrina, and immediately they started giving out credit cards, debit cards to people for help. And you're thinking, oh, that's so nice. You go to ATM, you can pull money out and buy food or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they were buying games,
electronic
games. They're in like this huge cafeteria. No, Baton Rouge, the auditorium,
gymnasium.
You know, you're in there with 1,000, 2,000 other people
on
a cot, and you use your money to get
a game.
Yeah, a game. And I remember people that, you know, are part of the faith movement, you know, you just ask, believe, whatever. They're calling me up and say, hey, I'm in this cheese line. You're a man of faith. And it's like, this tendency is, it's like, if somebody says, well, listen, if you want to be able to fly planes, you know, if you want to be able to buy or sell. As a matter of fact, what's the scripture say about that in Revelation 13:16? It has to do with the economy, money. Listen to this.
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could not speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, the name of the beast. On their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast and the number of his name. This is called wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast.
So you think about that, which is 666. So you're looking, it's an economic thing. Individual number, biometric. It's definitely your number because it's tied to your fingerprint, to your retina scans, to, you know, your blood type or whatever. And it's kicking in. And it requires wisdom for us to be able, and we're going to talk more about this, and you can find out more at vfntv.com on The Torch. But this is going to, we're going to have to pay close attention. We do not need to be able to take this mark, but we got to figure out, what does it mean? What is it? I just want to pray with you right now. Let's just pray about this. And I encourage you, if you would, to lift us up and pray for us. We need your prayers as well. Father God, we just love you. We thank you, Lord, that you let us know in advance what's going to take place, God. I thank you, Lord, that you said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of it, because you give it liberally. Lord, and I just ask you for wisdom for this day and age. There's so much going on. Lord, I pray for wisdom and faith and endurance, Father God, during this time. I pray, Lord God, for protection over your people, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would show and identify what we don't need to be connected with or associated with, or these kind of numbering systems. What does that mean? And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless, and thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, you can find out so much more at vfntv.com.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit vfntv.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at vfntv.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at vfntv.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice, and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.